Now, for the first time,
yes.
Bossy this morning, Sports Update with Michelle Bishop.
Yes, we couldn't find you yesterday. Michelle was on deck at Penrith. Welcome back, Michelle. Well done.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Michelle.
What, the batteries are running low. Yeah, the batteries are running low today, though. I think it's all catching up with me.
Sitting
no
the power
sleep
bank.
Whatsoever. I waited for that bus.
Yeah, what time did it come back? I said about 1:30, quarter to 2. Was it
yeah,
that
it was
late?
Close enough to 2 o'clock in the morning here. It was and chaotic scenes, unbelievable. Mm. But you know, well done for them. And I just can't believe, guys. I was there at the Panthers fan day yesterday. Look, I think we should be celebrating the fact that we're getting words out of the fish's mouth. James Fisher Harris,
aren't
we? There's a thing.
We'll do it, Daddy.
So I thought it was great. But look, you know, I mean, wow, the guys, what they've just achieved. And I think we need to be very, very careful with this, because are we going to go back to the days where we don't hear from them, where we go and let them go and celebrate, do their thing for 3 or 4 days? They're entitled to celebrate. They're entitled to drink and do whatever. The fact that they showed up at the fan day with sunglasses, I thought was a bit of a, you know, that's funny. Just, you know, to hide the eyes, hide where they've been. But the fact that they were there for the fans and giving the way they did, it's just a shame that someone has to pick something, because they're not smug. They're not arrogant. And look, Brandy, you're with them. And this is all footballers, a lot of footballers. Very rarely do you come across one that, you know, you really would just sort of walk away from. They're actually a great bunch of guys. I'm surprised I'm not hearing anything about Clint Gutherson. If you remember back in the semi-finals where he waved goodbye on the big screen to the Parramatta, to the Raiders fans, and sort of gave them a bit of a stick. I mean, are we being really picky?
Yes, we are. Yeah, definitely.
I think we are, and I think we need to move on and just enjoy this side for what they are. They're fantastic.
They are, and I think James Fisher-Harris, as a former Penrith player and one that was involved in a couple of grand finals as a player and certainly had a lot to do with the 2003 side, I take no offence to what James Fisher-Harris said in terms of we are the best Panthers side ever with respect to everyone that's come before us. Mm. I don't find that disrespectful. Anyway, World Cup squad, we've just spoken about Dylan Edwards. Any other big things to take out of it?
Yeah, well, guys, Dylan Edwards was one of the talking points, and so was Nico Hines, a Dalian Player of the Year. No room for him, no room for Damien Cook. I went up to Mel and said, Mel, what's doing? Biggest Dylan Edwards fan ever. I mean, what more does the guy have to do? And he was, you know, quick to point out the situation at the moment with the team, that, you know, the best player, the captain, wears the number one in James Tedesco. So there was no, you know, he was first picked. And he said he had a stack of options in and around that area with Latrell Mitchell, you know, from the centres to the back. Cam Munster can switch, and same with Val Holmes. He did admit that it was a very difficult decision for him, and he understands Dylan's been playing out of his skin. He was very much in consideration, but unfortunately, just given the quality of the competition at the moment, that's the way, you know, the cookies crumbled. Same with the hooking position, Hunt and Harry Grant. You know, Appy Coruscant could have been looked for that position as well, but Ruben Cotter's obviously a third option there. 13 debutants, guys, and from the grand final, both grand final sides, three Panthers, Nathan Cleary, Liam Martin and Isaiah Yeo. Regan Campbell-Gillard, the only one from Parramatta. But I just wanted to mention this morning James Tedesco. He's not really a massive talker. He never gets all that emotional. But he was overwhelmed at that being given the captaincy. He said Mel called him at home and he was a little bit speechless, you know, sort of got a bit of a tickle in the throat. Said this is just a you know, a massive thing for him, for his family, and he's really looking forward to that. The fact that Cam Murray and Isaiah Yeo co-captains, I love that that choice. I mean, the Australian side's full of leaders. Absolutely. You've got Nathan Cleary, Daly Cherry-Evans. There's a stack of leaders in there. But I like that little leadership group, Cam Murray, Isaiah Yeo and James Tedesco. In the women's, guys, 13 debutants. And look, it's a very similar situation. No room for 17-year-old Jessie Southwell from the Knights. She absolutely played the house down in that grand final. And look,
really?
She has been playing.
She's not in it.
Year. Yep. Mm. She's not in it. No Emma Tomagato either, last year's Dally M winner. So Brad Donald said it was exactly the same situation as Mal. So Newcastle's Tamika Upton, she got the nod. They've got Sammy Bremner also from the Roosters. So that, you know, that fullback role was a tough one. They'll play a couple of pool matches. I think their first one's on November 2 against the Cook Islands in York, and then they take on France and New Zealand. But yeah, similar. I mean, it just speaks, you know, volumes for the quality of players, the quality of athletes that we've got coming through. Did want to mention also the Wheelaroos. They've also named their squad, and it's good to see that they'll be playing concurrently with the men and women's team.
There's a great story there. We've got a father son in the Australian team. Mm. I mean, that's a great story, which we'll bring to you on the program. Michelle, we'll be back. Well, you'll be back at 7:45. We'll just try and hold the fort between now and then.
Do your best, guys. Do your best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Did you want a coffee? Because James missed out. I'll get you one, but except James.
Flat white, please.
Thank you. All right.